How does that old expression go? Growing old is not for the faint of heart, or growing old is not for sissies. Old age can be tough on us. Even if we're relatively healthy, it is a time of life when we're generally attending more funerals than weddings. Things and people we got used to having around are not there anymore. Programs exist to help people deal with the issues of aging, though. Those include a peer counseling program in Jackson County called Age Wise. Nan Gunderson and Sydney Collins are in the studio. They are both peer counselors and clinical social workers. Thank you for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange, Nan.
Thank you, Jeff.
And thank you for showing up, Sydney. Good to have you here as well.
Thank you, Jeff.
So can somebody give me a history lesson and talk about the genesis of how Age Wise, Age Well began?
Well, Age Wise, Age Well is actually based on a program in Northern California back in the late 1980s, and my husband, Hank Collins, was the health director of Jackson County Health and Human Services, and he and Stuart McCollum, whom you know, retired county commissioner, formed Age Wise, Age Well based on that Northern California program and put it under the umbrella of mental health. And then some years passed, and Becky Martin, who was the program manager for Jackson County Mental Health, brought on board Brent Poulton, who is our current director, and trained volunteers. I think they had a training, as we are now, one annual volunteer training a year. I guess about 3 years ago, Jackson County Mental Health was going through a funding crisis and divested itself of programs, including AgeWise, AgeWell, and they were picked up by Community Counseling, Community Volunteer Services.
This is one of these situations where a program's name changed. It was the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, and
right.
Now it is
Community Volunteer Network.
CVN, okay. Still run by the essentially the Rogue Valley Manor or attached
yes,
to it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
PRS.
Mm-hmm. Pacific Retirement Services.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So it sounds like you've had a difficult time keeping a long-term home above you, but that the program has continued unabated for several years now.
We've been very fortunate in that Brent retired. He is a clinical psychologist. He retired and then began to volunteer. Likewise with Becky Martin. She retired from her position and she began to volunteer. So we do have some leadership continuity. I joined the program 3 years ago when I retired as a clinical social worker. When you mentioned that aging isn't for sissies, I think the best place or one good place is Jackson County. There are many fine services in Jackson County, and I often tell clients how fortunate they are to be here, where we have culture, we have services, and we have really dedicated retired folks who want to give back to the community. So we're part of that team.
So what is the basic idea behind AgeWise, AgeWell? Want to take that one on, Sydney?
Well, I'll take a stab at it. It's a senior peer counseling program that serves people living in Jackson County who are over age 55 and going through emotional challenges, a lot of grief and loss, and transitions. You know, older people sometimes have to change their living situation. Our peer counselors are retired professionals who go through a weekly supervision and a state-approved training and counseling skills. We're trained to be good listeners, to support our clients' adjustments to age-related transitions while promoting healthy aging. The peer counselors are retired teachers and therapists in some cases who want to give back to the community and be part of a supportive group.
We have a great deal of compassion among our people. We have a lot of experience. We believe that seniors can help other seniors, whether it's in a professional capacity or in a just a trained listening capacity. We have found that I have found personally that I am inspired by the folks I work with. I'm challenged intellectually and socially and emotionally. And I have a lot of support from those who I work with, my team. There are about 20 of us in Jackson County right now, men and women. We meet every Tuesday for 2 hours and go over what has been challenging for our clients, and how can we do a better job with them, giving them support?
So I was going to ask you that question about how many of you are there, but 20 counselors, you say, altogether?
Yes.
And about how many clients? I mean, how many people are making use of the program?
Each of our peer counselors has between 2 and 3 clients. So we serve about 60 people at a given time. We serve people on a weekly basis. We come to their home, and we offer them counseling for an hour and for as long as they find it's helpful. We do it for many people for several months, and in some cases up to a year or more. But the client is always in charge. They can say, gee, 3 sessions has just been great. We'll call it good. And in some cases, they want it to go on further.
Do you have something you want to add there, Sydney?
Well, they do. We do it by home visits. I don't know if we mentioned that the peer counselors go out to the clients' homes. Nan and I go out for do an assessment, a psychosocial assessment, and bring clients back to the team and try to match the client with a peer counselor. And then the peer counselor makes the connection with the client. We signed confidentiality releases, and then the home visiting begins.
We're talking about the Age Wise, Age Well program available in Jackson County with Nan Gunderson and Sydney Collins, who are both peer counselors, both clinical social workers. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions about the program, or maybe there have been some experiences you've had similar to what they're talking about in Age Wise, Age Well. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So this is not just an ad hoc sort of amateur thing. It sounds like everybody has some training in counseling.
We have annual trainings, and this spring we're doing our training April 14th through April 30th. We're going to do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning at our home office, 1 West Main, where Community Volunteer Network leader Becky Snyder is, and we're going to be doing that from 8:30 to 12:30, 3 mornings a week, from April 14th through the 30th.
So it's a continuous program. I mean, people need to be there for all the sessions, not just show up on April 14th and never again.
Exactly. Yes. We try to get at least 30 hours in. We've actually scheduled 39, so we're hoping that everybody can make at least the 30 hours. Please call 541-646-3402 if you're interested in more information.
646, what was the rest of it?
Okay, 3402.
Okay, 541-646-3402. We'll make sure that gets up on our website before the day is out. Given the amount of training that is required here and expected, I mean, are some people coming into this without any particular counseling experience?
Yes. I can say that we've had some, well, we have a, I think it's pretty fascinating, a retired pharmacist and car salespeople. What other folks have we had?
We have a retired drama teacher. So, and we have 2 psychiatric nurses. So some people have at least a little bit of experience with counseling, enough to know that they want to do more of it.
And other people just have good people skills. And that's the key. If you like people and you want to help and you want to be inspired and you want some training along the way and support, we give it in spades. Good.
And so how do people find you in the first place? I mean, yeah, we have the phone number now that we can give,
yes.
But how have people found their way to your door up to this point?
That's been our biggest challenge, Jeff. I'm so glad you've invited us to be on the air this morning. I was speaking to a man yesterday. He said, I've been looking for help for months. And I looked on the internet. I looked in the yellow pages. How can I find you? Often people find us by medical home health professionals. That has been and medical doctors have referred their patients upon their patient's return home. Other resources have been volunteer network services. However, we don't have a presence in the community at this time, and we're building on that. And that's why we're so grateful for this opportunity to come on the air. We were in the newspaper last week. Ellen Waldman did an article called Aging Happens. She does that every week. We're trying to reach Sharon Johnson, so she might put something in the Medford Mail Tribune. But we're word of mouth. One friend tells another.
So it sounds like you don't have a very big budget. I mean, is there really any budget at all?
There's no budget.
Really?
We don't really have. It's all volunteer. Everything is free. We don't charge for our service. We're all volunteer staff. So once in a while, we get a small donation, and we use those to print brochures, and we get a lot of help from the community volunteer network.
So let's talk about the process then. Somebody finds you and they want to start. It sounds like there's some capacity still there. You still have some room for more clients to come into the program?
Yes, we do. We welcome clients to come in. Both Sydney and I go out within a week or 2 weeks of the referral, make the assessment. It's an interview. We get started, and they decide if they want to be in the program. And then we go back on Tuesdays at one of our meetings and talk about the particular client, where they live. I want to mention, we serve all of Jackson County. I live in Ashland. Sydney's in Medford. Some of our peer counselors live in Gold Hill, Rogue River. We do need folks out in that north section of our county folks like myself or Sydney who are willing to go out there and serve the population of people that are there. So that's a good resource, again, for Jackson County, and we welcome people to call.
So let's talk about that assessment process then. It sounds like it's a bit of a two-way street, that you're not only figuring out what the needs are of the client, but they're also figuring out how they feel about entering into the process with AgeWise, AgeWell.
I think it's courageous for people to invite somebody to come into their home and talk about their issues. Oftentimes they've said, I don't want to burden my family. I want to talk to somebody who's just neutral and who's objective and just listens to me. Very often they figure out their own solutions to their issues. But having a compassionate ear and somebody who can come on a regular basis is very empowering to people, and to the counselor, it's inspiring to see what people, how they solve their problems. It's really remarkable.
It's an interesting way to put it, how they solve their problems, though. This is not something that goes on to the counselors. It's you're there to help them figure it out.
Yes.
We're talking to Nan Gunderson and Sydney Collins, both peer counselors through the AgeWise, AgeWell program available in Jackson County. We have time to take phone calls if you'd like to join us on the exchange. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. If you'd prefer email, that is jx@jeffnet.org. Are you aware of similar programs? You mentioned Sydney coming in that it was patterned after a program in California, but I'm just curious to know how common programs like AgeWise, AgeWell might be across the landscape.
I think that's a good question. I don't know of any other programs like this one for seniors. Do you know of one, Ann?
I was thinking of the PEARLS program.
Oh, that's right.
That RV Cog has developed a program where they treat seniors with depression. And, of course, there's Winter Spring that treats people with grief. And very often these are finite educational programs, behavioral health type of programs. And people, when they complete that program, often get referred to us for a longer term kind of support. Therapists that provide clinical skills, let's say clinical social workers, clinical psychologists, they might have worked with somebody and they've really completed what they've been able to do in therapy, but they need support. And so they've referred some of their clients to us as well.
I wonder, within the limits of what AgeWise, AgeWell is capable of taking on too, then, particularly if you're working with people who don't have a history in counseling. I mean, they've been trained. It sounds like they're going to be trained quite thoroughly. But if they realize they've reached the limits of what they can assist with, I mean, what is their process then to help people find other services?
Well, that's the first task that we have, that Nan and I have, is to kind of make that initial assessment to see whether or not someone would benefit from peer counseling. What is unique about HWISE HWELL is that it is peer counseling, so it's
seniors helping seniors.
Yeah.
If we reach a issue, let's say, that we are not capable of dealing with, we know all the resources through Rogue Valley Council of Governments. We work with them for finding resources. We work with mental health. We work with medical people. So, yes, we know our limits. We're professionals. We don't get in beyond and over our head. So that's what I love about Jackson County. It's got resources.
But go ahead.
Well, I just want to add, I think that's why we have the weekly supervision. So everybody meets. We do clinical supervision every week to make sure that the peer counselors feel supported and that when there begins to be an issue that maybe needs to be looked at for another resource, then we have the opportunity to do that every week. So I think that's part of what makes this work so well.
Exactly.
Now, I notice this is, we've been talking in terms of senior citizens, but this is age 55 and up, and folks 55, I can attest to that, don't necessarily feel like senior citizens. So the fact is there's a broad range of ages for which your services are available.
Yes.
And it is not based on need at all. I mean, so...
No, there is no means test. Everybody is welcome.
So let's talk about not the economic needs, but the psychic needs. I mean, what are often the kinds of things that people are dealing with when they come into AgeWise, AgeWell, seeking services?
I would think, in my experience, it's been loss, not necessarily the death of someone, but just the loss of their physical function, the loss of a partner, or the loss of their home because they can no longer be independent in their home. So we work with folks through the series of experiences that they have that relate to loss and begin to help them feel how they are in their new environment, whether that's a physical environment, impaired health, or a physical in terms of environmental situation like a new home or assisted living. We draw on their resources that have helped them cope with other transitions in their life, and they have it in them. We pull it out of them.
You go back and find the things that they were able to use before is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you mentioned that the broad backgrounds of the different people involved in the program and the length of training. I'm trying to figure out the number of hours this amounts to. So it's 4 hours over 3 days. So it's 12 hours a week for what looks like 3 weeks.
Exactly.
All right. So they're going to get close to 40 hours of training anyway.
Right. We go over counseling skills, and we focus on different levels of counseling. As Brent will describe it in the class, there are three levels of listening to somebody's issues, and we go over all of those. The first level is really engagement, when you're getting to know somebody. And the second level is when you're listening for some of the themes, the concerns that they have. The third level is when you begin to ask questions that promote thinking about their situation from a different angle.
Geographic distribution must be a bit of an issue. I don't know how widespread you are across the county, but I can imagine, for example, if all of your counselors are based like from between Medford and Ashland and you had somebody to visit in Butte Falls, this could get potentially somewhat costly for the counselor to be making trips out there.
Well, that's a good point. We do get mileage reimbursement through Becky Snyder's group. So the counselors who are able to go long distances can get some help with travel expenses. And we're, as Nan had mentioned, we do have some volunteers in those areas, and we're looking for more.
All right. So if somebody is interested in being a volunteer then, a volunteer peer counselor, what are some of the qualifications that they need to have?
They have to have a telephone. Please call us at 646-3402. That's in a car. Uh-huh. And they have to go through the training. They'll know after this series of learning exercises and workshops with us, they'll know if that's a good match for them.
All right, we have a question here from a caller. Let's go to Bob in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Nan Gunderson and Sydney Collins.
Hi, Jeff. It's Bob Watson, publisher of Oregon Seniors Magazine.
Hi, Bob.
I wanted to let the ladies know we've got some space available. If they'd like to promote their stuff, we'd sure be happy to have some editorial feature or whatever.
Thank you.
And what's the magazine again, Bob?
Oregon Seniors Magazine. You've got copies of it there, Jeff. You've got articles in it yourself at GPR.
Okay, Oregon Seniors Magazine. And what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Just email info at Oregon Seniors Magazine.
Okay, info at Oregon Seniors Magazine. We'll provide that to our guests before they go. Thank you so much for that, Bob. Appreciate it.
We appreciate it too, Bob. Thanks very much.
So, again, the issue right now is to try to get the word out about AgeWise, AgeWell.
Yes.
And I can imagine, given that this is an area that is a bit of a magnet for retirees, that that you are going to need more people over time.
Yes. We're able to have a capacity of about 30 people at a time in our meetings, and we feel that we can do this supervision, support, and training with about 30. We have 20 people about right now, some of whom may be retiring from us. We really do need new volunteers, and we welcome them.
All right. The program is called Age Wise, Age Well. It's run out of the Community Volunteer Network in Medford, which is a subset of what goes on with the Pacific Retirement Services, which runs the Rogue Valley Manor. It's the big buildings up on the hill. You can't miss it in Medford. Nan Gunderson and Sydney Collins are both peer counselors and clinical social workers. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange. Check out our website. We'll put the phone number up there because there is actually no website for Age Wise, Age Well at this point.